Good evening and welcome to Outright TV. I am Kennedy Carrillo, Caribbean researcher for Outright Action International. We are presenting to you a series of interviews with LGBTIQ persons across the globe, sharing our stories of how we are dealing with this challenge that we're presently confronting called COVID-19. I looked through my contacts and I looked high and low, and little did I know that the champion that I was looking to interview was right in my home. She was actually sitting right next to me on the dinner table, waking up with me, my dear and beautiful wife, Kiki Carrillo, also known as Francesca Querrico Papi by her artistic name.
Good evening, Querrico Papi. Thank you very much for having me here. La cuarentena. Ayer te llamé tres veces, aquí pinche celular. Ayer te llamé tres veces, pues yo te quería avisar que todos estamos fregados, pues ya llegó este virus aquí. Hasta luego.
Thank you for that. I know that you enjoy singing so much. So let's start off by, first of all, who is Kiki and who is Francesca? Que rico papa.
Well, Kiki and Francesca are the same person, but of course, playing two different roles. One is a housewife, the person you married, the person that said, yes, I do. That's Kiki, the housewife that would make you a delicious breakfast. The mother of two beautiful daughters, Kayla and Chantel, and the future grandmother of my handsome prince, Kenzo Amar.
And who is Francesca Querrico Papi?
Francesca Querrico Papi is an artist, is a public figure that born when she was 15 years old, when she decided to start with the singing with this little band in San Ignacio called the Magañas. And Francesca has done a lot of pageants, modeling, so she's always been out there as a public figure.
Great. So let's ask Kiki then. Kiki, the mother, the wife, the soon-to-be grandmother. Kiki, we're talking about COVID-19 and how it is really impacting the lives of the LGBTIQ community, of course, everybody, but we are really focusing on our community. What's the situation in Belize regarding COVID?
Well, the situation in Belize has just started. And right now we are at 3 cases confirmed. So it has affected us. Well, we don't have the problem that as LGBT, we cannot go different places. We are very open. Well, Francesca is a public figure, so a lot of people do respect whatever and whoever Francesca is and whoever Francesca's partner or wife is. As you know, you are very respected. And it has affected in the sense that we stay home. We got to stay home. And we have a lot of responsibilities. So I had to bring home Kiki and Francesca to deal with this matter.
We know that people would say 3 is not really a significant number compared to what's happening in countries in Europe and in South America. Why is it very important for you as a mother, as a wife, to take the lead in addressing the challenges of COVID in your household?
It is important because as a housewife, we know that whatever we do, our family is always gonna follow. If we say we're having dinner, an example, at 8, at 6, or at 7, that's the time they're gonna be there. If we're saying the housewife, we're gonna do fried chicken today, that's what they're eating. So I believe that we are like the captain of the home, where we gotta decide. So it is challenging and it is my responsibility because I got to make sure that we have everything in the house, that my children does not need to go out there, starting from food to snacks, which everybody knows, fruits, veggies. So it's a lot of more work.
A lot more work for Kiki. How is this impacting your daughters? How has this changed their daily routine?
Well, I have, my daughter is 20. She's about to have a baby. I took her to the clinic a couple days. And you're not allowed to be in there. We had to wait outside. And you got to keep your distance. Well, that's what we do. You got to be wearing your mask. You keep a distance. And then they had an emergency. And I said, well, you got to come back or you got to wait. But you can't be inside in the AC. So you cannot stay in the sun. So it's complicated because my daughter is tired. She's not feeling well. She's going to have baby anytime. So I brought her home. That's my 20-year-old. I have my 16, 17-year-old who is in high school. And it was dangerous when I was sending her because I was so scared that, you know, she can get it or can get infected. But now she's studying at school, so it's complicated for her as well.
Okay. So I know that she actually now has to be doing her schooling remotely, I guess, using technology. How is this impacting the household, all of these changes?
It did because we actually get once a month salary and we got a budget. When this was coming, we didn't know. So instead of buying every week, instead of buying 5 pounds of tomatoes, I got to run to the market with less time because there's a lot of people. You don't want to be around people. So you're grabbing green tomatoes, medium ripe tomatoes, and red tomatoes, three different kinds. You're grabbing, trying to grab things that are not too ripe because you don't want to be at the stores every minute. And we went to the store looking for flour. They told us that it can only sell 20 pounds.
So even the flour, the beans, the rice is being rationed.
They were rationed. I had to say, well, Kayla, you need to buy 20 pounds. I'm going to buy 20 pounds. And when we came here, we realized that we got bad stuff because we didn't even want to eat the tortillas.
The quality of it.
Because people were rushing it and they were not getting exactly what they needed. So just what they can sell you.
Oh, so definitely, you know that we always call you the captain of our ship, which is our home, because no one can run this home the way that you do. And for us to have you as the captain in this very difficult time really is very important to us, to our little family. But let me ask Francesca, how has this impacted Francesca? I know that a lot of your work involves attending social events, something that is completely prohibited at this time in our country. What's happening? How has your work been impacted?
Well, to start with, I was canceled from certain events that I was hired already. And I would say thank God, because if they wouldn't, well, I would have to do it. That's my responsibility. But, well, I'm not going to do it. I was canceled. So there's no work for me until this is over, because I have to interact with people. But my lives, I have my program, which is called Sin Pelos en la Lengua, that I do every now and then.
What does that mean, Sin Pelos en la Lengua?
Well, it means...
speaking without filters.
Yeah. Say it as you think, or
as you feel it,
as you see it. So I do that. I would call a, how would you say, llamado de conciencia. It's... being conscious of certain things that sometimes we do not realize. I am not mean with people, because many times when I do this, I know that I've been through it and I put myself as an example. I talk about could be we talk about this woman would, this girl would send me a message and say, I want your advice because my boyfriend cheated on me with my best friend. So that would be a topic. Or what can I do? I found this doll and I think they're doing witchcraft on me. So these are topics we talk, but we make it like a serious conversation and a fun conversation that people get the point that, come on, this can happen anywhere. But we all have the way to work out through anything. We have the key to any problems. And that's what this program is about.
So how are you using this program to educate people, to raise awareness, to even support persons who may be going through a very difficult time?
Well, I have almost 16,000 followers that have been messaging me. And if any one of them ever watched this, I would send them all my hugs and kisses. Thank you. And I believe that this love and care should be mutual. I cannot go to people's house and I make people laugh. I love when people smile. I love people happy. So what I do here is I connect myself, my microphone, my speaker, and well, my wife is my manager, so she would message them, Francesca will be live in 10 minutes, and I entertain them. I give them words of hope, and in every song, I put a message like, wash your hands. Hey, dude, don't ride on the bicycle. You have a mask and your kid don't, or the kid does and you don't. It's these kind of things, you know, that I try to tell them, and keep calm. Let's not panic. Let's not panic. Stay home. Be safe.
Yeah. I know that on Saturday, you actually had a show for an hour where you had karaoke music and you were singing. And what really impressed me about this was the amount of people that were watching from their homes because they cannot go out. And saying, thank you, Francesca, for coming into our homes and entertaining us, because this is what helps us to go through these difficult times.
It makes my heart skip. It makes Francesca feel real. It makes Francesca realize that as much love as she's get at home as Kiki, because I'm blessed with three persons that love me so much here. I have a wonderful relationship with my mother-in-law. Not perfect, because no one is perfect, and I don't believe in lies. I have two sister-in-laws that are great as well. I have nieces and nephews, two wonderful daughters. I have a mom and dad. Even though they're religious, they are very caring. So I feel like this makes me realize that being Kiki and Francesca is double blessing.
Exactly. And I know that you even came up with a song called Quarantine, or I'm Scared of the Quarantine, or something like that, translated to English. Why did you come up with a song about a topic that some people might say, why is she making fun of something that is so serious?
I call it I'm Scared of Quarantine because every day you open your Facebook and that's the first thing people are saying, oh God, I'm so scared. I'm locked up. Oh, I can't go anywhere. That's not as bad as going out there and getting sick. So I make a little fun of it. And I put a good side and a bad side, saying that, yes, we keep eating. For example, us, we forgot the right time of the meals. Like right now, if it was in quarantine, we have had meal, our dinner, our from an hour ago. We're not hungry, but I bet you 8:30, 9:30, 10, everybody's looking for something in the kitchen. So I made that song that people can realize that quarantine is not as bad as going out there.
What are the words of your song? What is your song saying?
The song would say, yesterday I called you three times on your freaking phone. And then says, yesterday I called you because I wanted to tell you. That's the first two. Then it says that we're not lucky. This virus is here and it's going to kill us. You must be locked up and be safe to survive. So it also brings a little line that I like a lot because I see it in me. One that says, Yesterday I cooked three times because all I wanted was to eat. Because when I open Facebook, everybody says, "Oh, I'm hungry. Oh my God, what am I gonna eat?" So I think this is real. My song is like someone can say relate themselves with the song, and I do a lot.
Definitely, and I'm so happy that we have this little chat here in our home, you and I, because I am witness of the wonderful champion that you are, guiding us through this as a mother, as a wife. I'm looking out for extended family. It's a huge task. And I think the way that you keep calm and you're very, very collected in terms of your plan and what needs to be done is very, very important. And I think it's an inspiring story. But I also like that Francesca is using her talent, even though she can't be out working as usual at social events. You're reaching 16,000 people. That's a lot of people. And these are people globally with your message that it's bad, but we don't have to make it worse. We can laugh. We can smile. We can be there to support each other. So I really want to thank you for your time. And I'm going to put you on the spot, as I always love to put my wife on the spot, and ask you to please end up our interview with your song that you usually sing at the end of your lives on Facebook.
Definitely, it's a pleasure. And before I do that, I would like to say a little word of advice. Even though things are hard and things are difficult, last week I took the sweet time to dress up very pretty, wear some heels, came to work. That's what I said. I'm going to pick you up at work. It's upstairs, downstairs. I pick up my wife and I said, "Get ready, be my date." And we dated. We had a date, wonderful date in the house. And I think we can all survive being this way. Let's have fun with our people, our family. It's time to unite and love. Maybe you didn't know this about my daughter. I didn't know this. But now being together, it's developing more love and unity. I would say, may God bless you all. Qué rico, papi. Y esto dice así. Me voy, pero me llevo todo lo que te ofrecí. Si un día dije que te amaba, no lo vuelvo a repetir. Las horas en la madrugada, cuando no podías dormir. Chao, Cheri. Hasta la bye-bye. Rico, papi.